Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You'd be very, very welcome. Lovely Neil Hannon, Divine Comedy. I'm going to listen to Reject. I've had Bad Ambassador in my head for ages. Because I'm a bad... let's play that after 11.
Let's.
I think that's from Regeneration. Man, that's a record.
And seriously, if you get a chance to go and see one of those live gigs, go, because the place we went to was just crackling,
yeah,
wasn't it? It was so wonderful.
Ridney says, I've decided to have a weekend off and buy an early birthday prezzy for Ian and Kath in Shaftesbury, but Firefox and Chrome are giving me the big F off. No, you then click on that blue link. You're on the ianlee.com/event is where you need to go to for all those shows. Then you click on the date, and then within that page you click on, there'll be a blue link. But I've just retweeted the link for the tickets for Shaftesbury. 32 out of 158 are sold. So,
gosh, how will we squeeze everyone in?
Mate, they're only £8. It's in Dorset. It's 2:15. Quarter to two in the afternoon.
Don't be tight.
No, don't be tight. It's £8. Even if you don't fancy coming, just chuck us £8. You get this show. You get this show for free. This radio show is free. Oh, for 3 years we've been doing this. 15 hours a week. It's got to be worth £8 of anybody's money. So just buy a ticket. Even if you're not going to come, buy a flipping ticket for crying out loud. Right, this next call is going to be a little bit awkward. In fact, the next two calls are going to be a little bit awkward. So, let's do it. Good evening, Ken.
Good evening, Ian and Kath. Thanks for taking my call.
It's the last time we will be, because I've made a decision. We've made a decision.
Yes.
I don't want you to come on my show anymore.
Okay, I'll go along with that. If you just allow me to speak tonight.
No, I will not allow you to speak tonight. I don't.
You spoke about me last night, friend. I need the reply here to tell you what I'm going to do about your discussion last night.
Okay, you carry on with that then. Go on.
Right, I've taken advice on how to respond to your actions, Ian.
For banning you from a radio show.
No, you're. I've heard that you've been attacking me on the internet as well.
What have I said on the internet? I wrote a tweet saying I didn't like homophobia.
This is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I've taken advice. Just allow me 1 minute.
Ken, if you're telling me you're taking legal advice, then we can't talk about it on air, so we'll leave it there.
No, it's not legal advice. It's not legal advice. It's advice.
Well, tell me who this advice is from.
Jesus.
Okay, Ken. Ken, I'm going to let you go, mate.
Love you.
Okay, thank you very much, Ken. Listen, I don't want you coming on the show anymore. I had a long think about it, and I chatted to Catherine about it, and I just don't want to let homophobia on the air, particularly with someone who will not listen to any challenge, to someone who hears things that aren't said. You say I belittle Christians. I don't belittle Christians at all. Put the phone down. I've got a lot of time for Christians. I've got a lot of time for people of faith. I've got a lot of time for humans is what I've got a lot of time for. So, Ken, we have talked about this and we have decided that we really don't want you on the show anymore. So thank you for your time. I wish you joy. I wish you peace and I wish you luck. But I think we're done. The job of this show, right, so why we call it the Late Night Alternative. The job of this show is to try and make things a little bit better. That's it. Try and make things a little bit better. It's vague, it's general, but that's it. We want to improve people's lives. If we can improve them a lot, great. I think we've improved them by introducing some people to the new Divine Comedy album. Some people wouldn't have known about that. Great. Maybe they'll go and buy that and then they've got an hour's worth of new music. Great. Maybe some people just enjoyed listening to Neil Hannon. Fantastic. Maybe some people hate the Divine Comedy and don't like listening to Neil Hannon. Well, great. We'll have something else for you in a little bit. That's the way this show, the way this show works. Ken is back. Ken, you're on the air.
I forgive you, Ian. I forgive you, Ian. That's what I called up to tell
okay,
you.
I don't want you. Okay, Ken, that's great. Ken, you faded out. I'd love to talk to you. You're just going to talk at me. And that's part of the problem, Ken. That's part of the problem. I don't forgive homophobia, I'm afraid. I can forgive people who realise that homophobia is wrong. I can forgive that and they make a change in their life. But I don't forgive homophobia. And the world is too...
I forgive you.
Ken, okay, that's great. You do whatever you want. Say you're a free man. Maybe you're not. Put the phone down again. Okay. The job of this show is to make the world just like 1 degree better, like 1 grain of sand better. And I just worried that having, constant homophobia, I just worried that it makes things worse. That's all. Yeah. That's all. So we've decided we're not having Ken on. Alan, you're banned for 2 weeks.
Bye.
Thank you very much indeed. There we go. There we go.
He took that rather well.
He took it very well. Just he's been asleep every time we've gone to him. Every time.
Yeah.
So he's banned for 2 weeks. Simple as. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
The Bottomless Brunch with Steph and Dom every Saturday morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Stiff dustpan and brush required.
Get ready for a sizzling Saturday morning of tip-top talk.
Sandpaper and aftershave and you two can look 80.
Relationship advice.
I will let you know how the arguments go.
Oh, how very kind.
And inevitably, some wine tasting.
No, you wouldn't drink the wine.
Exactly, what a waste of wine.
Ooh, don't mind if I do.
The Bottomless Brunch with Steph and Dom every Saturday morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. We've now sold 35 tickets for Dorset. Now it's looking good. Now it's looking good. 35 tickets for Dorset, Shaftesbury, and I believe that is happening on the 6th of July. Saturday, the 6th of July at 1:45 p.m. is when it's happening.
35.
Wow.
Okay, I'll ring ahead and get some emergency chairs.
Wowzers. This is absolutely great. I saw a great film today. Great film. I just wanted to mention it to Neil. Booksmart. You will love it, Catherine. And I was thinking, it's no spoilers, but it's a coming of age movie about two young girls. Have you seen it, Amy? Very funny. It's kind of like, it's sort of like a 21st century Pretty in Pink.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
There's that kind of vibe to it. There's that kind of vibe to it. And it's two young women leaving high school, and they've spent their whole life studying to get to the best colleges. And then they find out that everybody who hasn't studied and has been partying have also got to the best colleges, and they're furious. It's so funny. It's so funny. The first 5 minutes, I thought, oh, is this going to be too quirky? But actually, I embraced the quirkiness. It was very funny. You know, I thought it was great. And both the girls in it reminded me of elements of you.
Right.
Bum lickers, basically.
Wow.
Bum licks.
Wow.
Creeps.
You mean...
Spods.
People that did their homework.
Spods.
Yeah.
And it is true, because I didn't do my homework. I'm a star. You did your homework and you're my assistant.
Right.
And that is life, I'm afraid. That is life.
Let me tell you, you might be under the wrong impression of me at school.
Okay.
Because until I was about 16, I was overlooked as anything other than, I'm going to say it, a boffin.
Yeah.
A boffin.
A spod, a bum lick,
yeah.
A teacher's pet, mm-hmm. A nerd, specky four eyes,
no, I didn't wear glasses
a loser,
till I was 17.
A dilber,
wow.
A dildo.
Wow.
All those things, yeah.
Yeah. So, maybe not all those things.
Okay. People look down on you. People despised you?
No, they didn't despise me.
People despise you?
No, they didn't despise me. When I was about 15...
People hated you.
I started to develop. And suddenly, I was, I'm going to say it, hot. To the point where when I actually finished school...
Yes.
People didn't realise that I was a brain box.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay. I wasn't listening, sorry, I was just staring at your tits.
He's laughing, but it's true.
Anyway.
One of the crowning moments of my sixth form career, I thought, God, I've finally shaken off the old boffin thing, was when someone took my...
Blowjob Boyle, they called you,
no,
didn't they?
No, they never called me that. When someone, a girl in the year below, was entrusted with taking my papers that they were sending off to the University of Cambridge for my application to the teacher. And she, of course, like any normal person would, she had a good old look through and she came over to me and she went, God, Catherine, I didn't realise you were clever. And I thought, yes, I've finally arrived. I finally put that final facade up of someone who is as brainless as
then
everyone else.
Then you will like this film.
Okay.
It was so good. And I'd not read reviews because I don't really read stuff, but I'd read the headlines of reviews. And apparently it's like quite a small indie film that's taken a fair bit, that had given some of the bigger releases, they hadn't come close, but they'd certainly given them a little bit of a run for their money. I was in this. I was in the cinema.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. I was in the cinema. I was in hysterics. I was laughing at bits that no one else was laughing about. I'm clever. It makes me clever.
Or were you laughing about it because it was me?
I think there was definitely some of that. No, it was a really good film. I thoroughly, thoroughly recommend it. It was a lovely way to spend a couple of hours on my own. And I haven't been to the cinema on my own for a while, I don't think. I was in London and I did a really good podcast interview today. It goes out in a week or so, I'll let you know. I would say it's probably the most uncompromising, honest interview I've ever done.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's covering all the usual stuff, but they were really nice guys. And it was a really good interview. And I kind of say stuff that I haven't said before. Not that stuff, but I say some stuff that I haven't said before about my relapse and stuff. It's a good old interview. I've done a few of these sort of smaller podcasts recently to help promote the show. Because, as you know, our listening figures were not great. So I did I put a tweet out and saying, if anyone wants me to come on their podcast, they will. And so loads of people who do smaller podcasts say, you don't mean us, do you? Yeah, sure. When do you want to do it? So I've done a couple of really, really good ones. What was the one I tweeted earlier? It was two lads. And it's very, very funny. I'll find it in a bit because it's all over.
I think I retweeted it.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff.
Where is it?
Anyway, it's good. And I think I've got two more lined up, and then I haven't got any more, so I might do a few more after the summer because it's nice to do. Yeah. If we get one listener out of them to this or the rabbit hole or this, ideally, that's what it was for, then we're in. You can help as well, dear listener. Spread the word. You know, the figures ain't great for this show. I think we can turn it around. Tell people that we're funny again. We stop being as miserable as we are. A little bit miserable, but we stop being as miserable. And the Giggle Factory is open for funshine. We're taking funshine shekels at the Giggle Factory. we're taking dappy dollars. No, that doesn't sound so good. We're taking ecstatic euros. Mm. We're taking... flipping francs. We're taking the Deutschmark. Taking the Deutschmark. Yeah.
Et cetera.
So, yes. 0344-499-1000 is the phone number. Let's go to Rog. Big Rog.
Good evening, Ian and Catherine.
Roger.
I just thought I'd call in to share a little bit of good news.
Roger has finally realised he's not actually blind. He's come to terms with being a scammer, and he's going to serve the 18 months with grace and graciousness, and then he's going to carry on like a sighted person. Am I right?
Not quite.
You've completed Elite the video game.
Oh, that'll never be completed.
All right.
That'll never be.
I could complete it if I tried it, but okay.
It's so big.
Yeah, I'll complete it one day.
Right. As you've mentioned, I'm partially sighted. Well, not blind, but not far off on one eye.
Okay.
And I've mentioned on the show before that...
Now, hang on, there's an echo on your line. Stay there, Roger. Let me just try you... So we had this with Neil. Hang on a second. I'm just going to try and switch you to the other line. Because if it's echoey bollocks all night, well, I'm not taking any calls.
I thought I heard a bit of an echo.
That's better.
Oh, that's better.
Hey.
He's been riding the fader for a pop star and a benefit scrounger. Anyway, so let's go. There's enough of that joke. It's a tedious old joke.
And I've been struggling now to find work. It's been nearly 3 years.
Yeah, I know you've been applying for a lot of things, and you're getting a lot of knockbacks. What's going on?
Yeah, I applied for something about a week and a half ago. Got an email inviting me for a telephone interview it was yesterday.
Yeah.
I had the telephone interview this afternoon. Damn, I was nervous.
Yeah, I bet you were.
She said my lack of self-confidence did come through. But it's something that they could work on. And I've been invited for an interview next week.
Yes, mate! Roger's going to be a male escort, everybody! Dreams can come true!
Oh, I wish.
Hey, that's brilliant, man. So they do the first interview on the phone these days, do they?
Yeah. They do that a lot for call centres. It's just to see how you sound on the phone.
Okay.
How you come across on the phone.
And the job is for a call centre, is it?
Yep.
And you're going in next week?
Going in next week.
Yes, man! Right, well, how can we help? What can we do? Do you want me to...
Should we phone you up?
All right, let's... Let's do it. Hang on a second. Right, hang on a second. We are in. Hang on a second.
Are they going to give you a script?
I know I'm going to get a few tests. I think there's going to be a mock. There's going to be a mock call with a...
Oh.
Phone's going, Roger, better stop talking to your mates, better answer it.
I've just knocked my mobile off.
Better answer it, Roger.
Oh, you're a dingy. You don't have phones like that in call centres anymore.
I'm hearing a lot of excuses, but you know, if I was a customer, I'd be thinking I'm never gonna get answered.
Answer the phone!
Oh, you're a swine, Ian.
They've rung off. You've just lost a sale.
It's not working in sales, so that's another.
It wasn't sales. It was the boss.
It's a bonus because it's dealing with.
I don't want to hear about your bonus in the workplace. Right. Hello.
Yes.
You want to speak to Roger? I'll just pass you on to him now. Roger, it's for you. It's a lady.
Hello. Is that Roger?
Roger.
Hello. I'm not quite sure of what your role is, Roger. Could you just let me know for a second?
It's just customer service.
Okay. I would like you to service me, please, Roger.
Don't do this to me.
Is there a problem with that? What kind of services can you provide?
Well, I can return your dresses if there's out wrong with them.
Oh, right. There's loads wrong with them. I bought them and they're size 10s, but obviously your size 10s must be faulty in some way because don't appear to be able to do them up over my belly. So do you do expansion packs for dresses?
Expansion.
Or do you do like belly belts that I can squash them down with?
Oh, God, I hope it's not like this on Wednesday.
How would you like me to proceed with these faulty dresses? Because obviously, you know, it's not me, obvs. It's not the pies. It's your frocks. So I'm very insulted by your dresses, by the way. So I have ripped them up a little bit, but can I send them back?
Oh, go on, seeing as it's you.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest, Roger. That was not great.
You do one.
That was cruel. I hate you both.
No, there's, mate, how can you hate us?
This is when training.
We're helping you.
Luckily, I'm doing an interview skills course tomorrow morning. So,
well, you're gonna need it. You're actually gonna need it. Okay. Well,
luckily for you, you have a delightful laugh, Roger.
Thank you.
You might get your places.
That might get you through, but
I was surprised.
Oh, Roger!
You better pick that up.
Phone's going.
It's better not be Rainbow George.
Hello. Yeah. It's for you, Roger. It's a gentleman. Putting you through, caller.
One, two.
Hello.
One, two. Testing.
Is that Nigel? One, two.
Hello. Hello, are you?
Hello, Nigel.
Hello, who's that?
It's Roger.
Hello, Roger. I'll just turn my echo off. Hang on. Is that better?
Oh, that's much better. Oh, that was your echo.
Yeah, it's my other end, yeah.
I'm not sure whether I need to know about your other end, Nigel.
You listen to me often, Roger?
I've heard you on the radio for probably 20-odd years.
You must be tired.
Have you really? On the Mike Graham show?
Yeah, I can remember when you used to, you know, ring the old talk radio.
Oh, yeah, Mike Graham is popular, isn't he, Mike Graham?
Yeah, and he still is.
Roger from Bristol. Remember Roger from Bristol?
Oh, I remember listening to Roger from Bristol.
Yeah. I don't know what's happened to him, because I haven't heard from him for a long time.
Apparently his name wasn't Roger. He was from nowhere near Bristol.
Is Rainbow George coming on tonight?
Bloody hope not.
Hang
on a second, Nigel. Just wait there, because we're trying to help Roger with his job. Roger, I think you're being too chatty with the callers. I think you need to really you need to be harder. Can you get hard for me, Roger?
No, I can't be hard on Nigel.
Roger, try and get hard for Nigel. You need to get hard for Nigel.
He's making him soft.
Yeah. Get hard with Nigel. Get hard. Right. So Nigel's there. Get hard, Roger, and then just get stuck into Nigel, all right?
I'm not sure of Nigel's type, to be honest.
If you don't like what he's saying, then you just bring him off.
What are you saying, Ian?
I'm saying I'm going to bring you off in a minute.
I'll serenade him a song.
Okay.
Yes, carry on.
No, when someone says, I'm going to serenade him a song, and the other person says, OK, that's then their cue for the first person to do the serenading.
Are you there, Roger?
Yes, I'm still here, Nigel.
Brace yourself.
Do you like that song, I Miss You, by Miley Cyrus, that I sang for my mum? That's a nice number.
Yeah, I do.
Would you like me to do a bit for you?
Sure.
Just a little bit for you. A little bit of song.
Yeah, just do it. We've been saying for the last 30 seconds. Just do it.
What do you want, begging?
I miss your smile, that I may shed a tear every once in a while. And even though it's different now, you're still here somehow. Now I won't let you go. I need you to know. I miss you, sha-la-la. I miss you, Roger. They used to call me your angel, call me your dreams, and now I'm living out my dreams. How I wish I could be everything that's happening for me. Yeah.
You should have brought him off ages ago.
Yeah,
Roger,
exactly.
Nigel, thank you very much indeed. 0344-499-1000. This is Talk Radio.
On DAB, digital radio, online and on mobile.
We are Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
And well, here's the thing as well. Here's the thing that people need to accept. And they need to accept this. This is the theory I have about Shakespeare, okay? It's slightly controversial. He's rubbish.
No.
He's boring.
No, he's not.
You doth protesteth, mine lady. It's boring. Oh, what is this, a comedy or a tragedy? It's a tragedy. All right, wake me up when it's done. What is this, a comedy? Oh, this one's a comedy. All right, where are the laughs? Oh, you've had 20 in the first 5 minutes. Well, they weren't very funny. I didn't get them.
Have you ever seen one?
Yes, I have. What do you think I'm a philistine? Do you think I'm an American?
Which one did you see?
I saw Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I've been
That's
in Much
Ado.
I've been in Much Ado About
did
Nothing.
Did you watch it though? Then? Did you watch it though? Or were you just in it?
Are you ecked up? You watch it? Yeah, watch it.
Ad hominem attack. Did you watch it?
Whoa. Don't you dare call me an ad hominem. I respect whatever anybody's sexuality is, their gender. That is out of order. That is libel.
Distraction. Did you watch it or did you just learn the sounds that you were supposed to make?
No, I watched it. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I've been and seen it. Mm-hmm. I've been and seen it. Mm-hmm. I've seen... like another one, and it had. Oh, I saw Uranus.
What?
I saw Uranus.
No.
With Charles Dance in it.
What?
Charles Dance was in Uranus.
No.
Yeah, he was. I saw Charles. I went on a school trip to see Charles Dance in Uranus.
A school trip?
Yes. Charles Dance in Uranus. That's the play. It's a famous play. It's a famous play. Coriolanus. I'm so sorry. I saw Charles Dance in Coriolanus. I do apologise. That sounded vulgar and that was unnecessary and I apologise.
It sounded like there was an actor in my bottom and I didn't know about
it. I didn't even think of that. I didn't even think of that. That would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
But you got whatever you got to do to make it in showbiz, you know? Yeah, I know. I saw Charles Dance in Coriolanus. Boring. I saw like an all-black production of another Shakespeare play. It had a guy from EastEnders in it and Derek Griffiths. Boring. Boring.
I had all the components of being a winner, that one. I'm surprised.
It was boring. Here's the problem. Hang on, I'm going to take that. Here's the problem. Shakespeare is dull. And this guy's going to agree with me. Good evening, Steve. You're live on the air.
I'm live on the air, am I?
Yes, you are, Steve. You're live on the radio right now.
Right. Could you tell me why a working man would ever think of voting Conservative? And especially for that man, Boris Johnson.
We're talking about Shakespeare not being very good.
Yes.
He's overrated, isn't he?
Shakespeare,
overrated.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
He's good, but overrated.
No, yeah. I don't think he's even good. I think he's boring. I can't understand it. The jokes are awful. He's not as good. I tell you what's better than Shakespeare. Mrs. Brown's Boys. Now, that is funny. That is funny, yes. Steve, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because here's a bit of trivia about Mrs. Brown's Boys. I only learned this the other day. You know Mrs. Brown?
Yes.
It's a fella.
Yes.
It's a fella. And that is genius. I did not know that. And I love it. You didn't know it. Yep. Mrs. Brown is played by a bloke.
Well,
that is brilliant.
It's funny you should mention that because in Shakespearean plays in those times, a lot of the men would be playing women.
Yeah, because they stole it from Mrs. Brown's Boys, obviously. So what I think we've established here, Steve, and I'm glad you're backing me up on this, is that A, Mrs. Brown is played by a man, and B, Mrs. Brown's Boys is infinitely better than Shakespeare. You agree with me, Steve?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you so much for your call, Steve. I really appreciate it. This is Talk Radio.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. Good evening, Alistair.
Oh, evening Ian, evening Kath, how are you both?
Alistair, it's very nice to talk to you. Now, the last time we spoke
to you
was a few weeks ago when we were in Manchester and you phoned up.
Yeah.
And we hadn't spoken to you for a while because we had a little, we had words on the radio. And you phoned us up during the rabbit hole in Manchester, and it was nice to hear your voice. It was even nicer to hear the words that you were 2 weeks, I think it was, sober at that point.
That's correct.
How's it going now?
Still sober.
Yes.
How long have we got under your belt?
We got 6 weeks.
Yeah! Hang on a minute, hang on a minute. We need a spontaneous celebration. Here we go. There we go. Here we go. You get 3 feeling hots. That's how excited we are. Well, one for every fortnight. Well done, man. Congratulations on 6 weeks.
Well, thank you very much. I've been going to 2 AA meetings a week.
Beautiful.
And you were absolutely right in when you said to me, get to a meeting, man. And not only is it just the love that you actually feel in those meetings, but I've been reading the literature around it as well, yep. And the 12 steps and this, that and the other. And it's starting to make me a better person, generally. Yep. It's absolutely superb stuff.
It really is. Got a nice little warm... Kath's misting up. Not exaggerating. Kath's misting up there. See a little tear.
Oh.
I've got a warm little tingle in my stomach, and I know that... I've got a big grin on my face as well, actually. And I know that there'll be a lot of people listening, punching the air. It's not a done deal yet.
It's
still very early days.
Not.
Here's the thing. I think the 12 steps are great, and I haven't done them for a while, and I've just done step 2. I've got to read step 1 and 2 to my new sponsor. But I think everyone should do the 12 steps because it just helps you sort your life out.
Here's the thing. Russell Brand has written his kind of version of it, and it's applicable to everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a thing, you know, whether it's you feel miserable so you eat, or you drink too much wine, or you lash out at people, or you buy stuff you don't want. Everyone's got a thing, a kind of coping mechanism that actually could become a problem. And, you know, if you're honest with yourself... everyone could be just a little bit better. And I think that the 12 steps, there's something magical about them, but it's actually really simple. But you just got to do the work by the looks of it. And doing the work is the hard bit. And I'm really impressed. I'm thrilled to bits.
Oh,
and
thanks, Kath. I really appreciate that.
I could really cry because, you know, we knew that you had it in you, but it's bloody hard work and I'm really impressed.
Dead thrilled, man. Dead thrilled. Congratulations.
Yeah. I've been chuckling away. By the way, to you talking about Shakespeare being boring, because I think you're right.
He's rubbish.
That's outrageous. Okay, I'll take everything back that I just said.
He's rubbish. Dale doth, mine lady doth licketh my loveth pump.
What?
Well, it's all supposed to be filthy, but it's not
there
filthy.
Are some filthy bits.
No, there's not. Mm-hmm. There's not. Right. Show me your bottom. Do you know Bottom from A Midsummer Night's Dream?
I've heard of him. Yeah,
it's just. We get it. It was a long time ago. It was the first. They were the first plays ever written, the first plays ever written and performed anywhere in the world.
No,
we get that. They're historical. But you know what? I would say the first Police Academy movie is not the best. I would actually say the best is Police Academy 6. Controversial. They got better as they went on, and then they went down again. So the first plays aren't going to be good. They're not going to be good. The first plays ever performed anywhere in the world, written by William Shakespeare. They're not going to be good plays, and they're not good plays. They're lousy plays, and that is fine to admit. Oh, something's old, so it's good. Well, do you know what? I didn't like Bruce Forsyth.
Oh.
And he was old. Didn't think
I was going to argue with you, but I didn't like Bruce
Forsyth. I found
him
a bit dense, really, and I couldn't really understand...
Please don't call Bruce Forsyth dense, Alistair.
No, Shakespeare.
Oh, Shakespeare. I'm so sorry, because I was going to say it's a bit too soon to be slagging off Forsyth in that. Such crude term.
I mean, we understand that maybe it's not your style of entertainment,
no,
but, you know, there's no need to get personal about it.
Can I mention someone else in quick gear change?
Yeah, of course.
Have you heard of? I've read this in a Guardian article today.
Okay.
About a Steven Spielberg series that's coming out, I think in 2020, and apparently it's a horror thing.
Oh, an anthology series. Yeah.
And it's called After Dark.
Ooh.
And apparently it's going to be only on a platform that you can watch it after dark.
Ooh, that's
to make it more scary.
Oh, it's a bit blue. Is it a blue one?
Horror bluey.
I'd watch a horror bluey.
Well, it was really funny the way the Guardian writer had written it, because it was sort of taking the mickey a bit, saying, well,
maybe they'll get a programme which is, like, good for first thing in the morning.
Oh.
Or, you know, on a Thursday afternoon. So it's really taken
the minute. Well, the thing for a Thursday afternoon is Doctors. That's the best thing to watch in the afternoon. But how will they know it's dark? You could just close the curtains.
Well, apparently you put this app goes on your phone. Obviously your phone's got a clock on it, and it will only work after dark.
Spielberg's one of the worst human beings this planet has ever created. Name one good film Steven Spielberg has done. One. Can't do it.
I can't remember the name of it. It's just terrible.
That's how boring it was.
The one about the Jews.
The one about the Jews. You mean Schindler's List?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to put that to one side, right? Even though it's black and white and we've got colour now. So, but he's not done one good film. Spielberg is the modern day Shakespeare in that he's dense. He's dense and he's boring and he's overrated.
Overblown. Agreed.
Thank you very much, Alistair. It's great to hear from you. Looking forward to more calls. Let's go to Ray. Good evening, Ray.
Good evening.
Good evening, Ray. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I was going to talk about something else, but you brought it up, so I've now got to discuss it. Shakespeare is boring.
Thank you.
As is Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Well, no, Mrs. Brown's Boys. No, it's not a load of rubbish. You can't just come on. Here's the thing. I hate this is these sweeping statements. Mrs. Brown's Boys is rubbish.
Yeah, Shakespeare is terrible.
Well, Shakespeare is rubbish,
no.
Right? Yeah, well, he's terrible.
No.
But the thing about Mrs. Brown's Boys is you can't just do a sweeping statement about Mrs. Brown's Boys because there's so many different series of it. There's Christmas specials, there's live shows. It's more than just one thing. So I'm not going to allow you, Ray, to do a sweeping statement about something as all-encompassing. It encompasses comedy, that is funny, tragedy, that is funny, bloke playing a woman, which is always funny, and there's some great actors in it.
And then
Shakespeare hasn't got that.
I was going to say that sounds exactly like Shakespeare.
No.
Yeah, it does.
No, Shakespeare hasn't got any of that in.
Yeah.
It still has.
Well, no, right. Hang on, Ray, you were saying that Shakespeare was rubbish.
Exactly, right.
We'll get to stop there.
Right, so you're judging something that was just popular humour. You're being a snob, actually, because Shakespeare was writing that for the masses. He wasn't writing it for you to sit there
on
your high horse and say it was boring.
Hang on a minute. Don't quote Shakespeare at me. I'm not on my high horse.
You were supposed to go there and get trolleyed and do a wee in the pit while you were watching it.
Here's the thing, right? Shakespeare wrote for the masses, did he? What channel was it on? Oh, sorry, it was in the Globe Theatre. Oh, right, so what audience does that hold? Oh, sorry, it holds about 150. The masses, you say? You haven't got a clue, mate. Bring me your huddled masses. Shut up. Bring me your huddled masses, but only if they be 150. No, I want it on BBC One.
Bring me your huddled masses is Lady Liberty. What are you on about?
Well, it's one of his plays, exactly. I'm quoting one of his plays.
Huh?
I'm cleverer than you think.
What?
Yes, Ray, thank you for backing me up there.
Catherine?
Sorry, I can't hear you. You're so muffled.
I'll let you choose any Shakespeare play.
I'm getting every third word.
Life of Brian. Which is funny.
Have you finished talking? I'm just hearing...
Right, now you're... Right, thank you, Ray. I apologise for that. That was out of order. You have just sunk to a very low level.
Thank you.
You've just literally put your fingers on your lips and gone... That is the level we've sunk to now.
It's entertainment for the masses. The bard would be proud.
Who's bard?
Oh, God.
Who have you barred now, without telling me? No. You're not barred Ray. I'm not barred Ray. Ray's welcome to call in any time he wants. He's not barred.
Well, you say welcome.
Well, not welcome. It's Philip, but he's not barred. I barred people.
Oh, yeah?
I barred you in a minute.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds like a threat. I feel threatened.
Charles dancing Uranus. Let's go to, slightly anonymous secret drug addict.
Yes, mate.
How's it going? You good?
Yeah, very, very
now,
good.
There is a voice I didn't expect.
You thought it was going to be Butch.
Yeah.
Cockney, gangland,
yeah.
Ex-cocaine dealer.
Yeah, I did, but it's very nice to hear it. Thanks for giving us a ring.
You're welcome. Yeah, sadly, it's not that exciting, do you know what I mean?
It is exciting, and you've got you're marking a big birthday.
I am. I mean, I feel a bit bad because I was literally about to call in when the fella before me called in and announced he was like a couple of weeks sober.
Yeah, 6 weeks, and man. Six weeks.
Now I feel like a dick sort of story topping him, but I'm 14 years today.
Yes! Round of applause.
Give him the celebration.
Hang on a minute. We've got to celebrate. This is not this does not follow the NA literature, but. Hang on a minute. There we go. Well done. You get a feeling hot, man. Hey, congratulations.
And I'm a first-time caller, so do I get the bell?
Oh, flipping.
Get the bell out quick.
Hang on a minute.
We weren't expecting any first-timers tonight. Here we go.
There you go. hey, that's brilliant news, man. Congratulations. Now, can I be honest, right?
Yeah.
I feel jealous when I hear that. I feel jealous because I should be 14. And this isn't any way belittling your achievement at all.
Yeah.
This is my knee-jerk thing. We're talking a lot recently about knee-jerks and first thoughts and how as long as you get to the second thought, the first one doesn't really count. But there's a bit of me, even though I'm 15 months now, that thinks
fantastic.
I should... Yeah, which is fantastic. But because I had a little 3-month, you know, I just went and did some more studying... I'm a bit of me going, oh man, 14 years. It doesn't matter though. I'm just sharing that because I know you'll get it, SDA.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, I think though, it's better to have 15 months of good recovery than, you know, years of sort of sitting in the pain.
The last couple of years.
You know what I mean?
The last couple of years I should have known where it was going. I should have picked up signals. 14 years. Do you want to share with people how you do it? Because we get a lot of people listening who are struggling. Alistair, who you just heard, has been struggling for a long, long time. I think pretty much since day one of us doing this show 3 years ago. And he's finally... not finally. He's always been making progress, and that progress has led him to 6 weeks sober now.
6 weeks.
You do it through meetings?
Yeah, I've done lots of stuff over the years, from sort of, you know, cognitive therapy to, you know, local drug services and all that kind of stuff, you know, auricular therapy, acupuncture, all the kind of stuff they throw at you.
Yeah.
But 12-step recovery in Narcotics Anonymous was the one thing for me, I suppose, that kind of it all fell into place, and I understood what being an addict meant, and you know how to sort of navigate my way out of that, and also as well, I think you know it was the social side of it, as well as the sort of all the step work and the meetings, and I think you know when you end up deep in addiction, you're doing is hanging out with people like yourself.
Yeah.
So you know, I go to meetings, and suddenly I'm making friends with people that don't use drugs. And then I'm doing stuff with them, and we're going out having sober fun.
See, you're right. Being surrounded by people who are clean is great. Because I mean, when at the end of my using, it was we'd wait for the dealers to come round, and then he'd come in and want to talk for a bit. And I'm just thinking, just go, man, just go. Because I'm wolfing this down.
You've left the drugs. Can
yeah,
you leave,
just
please?
Go. I don't want to talk to you, and I don't want to share it with you. I want to wolf this. But I can't. I struggle with the social stuff in the meetings, and I always have. I as soon as it's done. I made a few friends in recovery, but they've kind of moved away, you know, from the area, and also some of them have moved away from recovery. And as soon as it's done, and you've done the serenity prayer, and we've had the hugs, I'm out. And I've never been able to do that. Saying that, I did it at a meeting the other day, actually, but I struggle with that. I never go for coffee afterwards. I haven't for about 8 years because I struggle with that, man. And a lot of addicts do.
Yeah, of course. But I think, you know, it's that, I mean, people that are friends of mine or people I sponsor, you know, that kind of stuff. I try and encourage it. I think it's invaluable because when it gets to this time of night and you're sort of sitting in it, you need someone to call.
You're
not going to call someone you're not friends with. You're not going to call someone you're not comfortable with. Yeah. So if you've got that sort of support network, even if it's like during the day on a Sunday, you're a bit lost and you're going to go, do you know what, do you fancy like going and doing something? Do you fancy meeting up for coffee? If you haven't got that kind of stuff in the bank, you're not going to ask them. Do you know what I mean? And it's difficult, I think, to you know be honest or get vulnerable with people that you don't know or trust.
This is better, isn't it, than what it was?
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%. I mean, I my background was the music industry, and it started off all very glamorous. You know, I'm sure yours was just, you know, came from a media background as well.
There's a bit of that.
The Groucho and the Met Bar and Browns and all those wine bar.
I went to the Groucho twice and it was horrendous.
It's just the worst, isn't it? It just really is. But it ends up with me, you know, in a house, you know, with people sort of overdosing and wow. It just crap, do you know what I mean? And now it's like, I tell people now that, you know, I'm a drug addict or, you know, because I'm really transparent about it. On Twitter, I'm, you know, the secret drug addict, but that's only because I want to keep a little bit of myself, sort of for myself. In the real world, I'm very transparent about my issues, do you know what I mean? And people, they don't believe me. You sort of go, oh, this happened or that happened, or, you know, I used to have a problem with this drug and da-da-da. And I think I'm so far, you know, what they see now is so far removed from that. Do you know what I mean? I put weight on, as you do. One of the things they don't tell you about in recovery is you're going to get fat.
Yeah, you know that's the thing. It turns out, you know, the cocaine diet is great, man. You lose a lot of weight.
It keeps you looking young.
It keeps you looking like a skeleton by the end for me. But yeah, you do. You put on weight because you get an appetite and you start eating stuff. Did you ever do that thing? I knew loads of people in recovery who shifted their focus from drugs to going to the gym or running. And I could never do that. I would try the gym and everyone else was like, yeah, go to the gym, man. It's great. I'm addicted to the gym now, man. And I would go and I hated it.
Yeah, it was never really for me. Football was the one thing even in the worst of my addiction, I'd turn up at football, you know, I'd turn up for football on the Tuesday. I'd been up, you know, all night. I'd still be drinking as I'm warming up.
Wow, and
that was the one thing that throughout my addiction and into recovery, I kind of kept up. Do you know what I mean? But other than that, it was the gym and all that kind of stuff is not really. But you see it though. You see it in me. You see people they're talking about how well they are now, and they're at the gym 7 times a week, or they're. You know, they're shopping compulsively.
It shifts around. I mean, it's all healthy stuff, but there was a big fad, and I was part of it, people coming in with their, you know, supersized lattes and stuff, you know, and just, there was a lot of coffee going on. I remember when I started, you could smoke in meetings. I remember a meeting in Finsbury Park above a...
Thursday one?
It was a Thursday, and I think it might have been a Saturday as well. And it was upstairs, in a church, I think, and you could smoke in there. Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God, the stench of it was... But then I got free from cigarettes, like, 5 months later as well, which was incredible.
It took me a couple of years to get off the cigarettes.
Yeah, that's a big one.
I mean, it was huge. I mean, again, it was that kind of social stuff, though. It was like everyone would be outside smoking.
Yeah.
And you kind of go, what am I missing out on? I want to be friends with these people. So you kind of sidle over to them and go, have you got a spare cigarette?
Yeah.
And so you end up sort of smoking more. It's like, if I ever go to I don't really do it that much. So I go to conventions or whatever, and you kind of go, well, I'm not sure where we're going. Is that the place over there? And if there's like 50 people outside smoking... generally with tattoos or Stone Island jackets, you know that you're in the right. You're definitely over there.
You can. I went to a meeting this week I hadn't been to before, and I was kind of. I couldn't find it, and then I just saw two people who looked like perfectly, you know, decent people, and they had a bit clean something. But you can just tell that they're one of us, and so I just followed them. And what a surprise! They took me to the right place. You know, you can just tell. There's a vibe. There's a look. There's a smell. There's something that sets us apart, I think.
No, definitely. So how are you finding recovery now then?
It's all right. I'm you know, struggling with other stuff. I'm struggling around sex. I'm struggling around food. I'm struggling around buying crap online. But I've given Catherine my eBay login and she's changed the password so I can't get on eBay. It's nuts, isn't it?
I'm the key master.
I'm the worst at eBay. It's like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I've got work the next day and I'm in a bidding war for a Taylor Swift T-shirt or... seriously, it was like I got outbid on one and got so angry I ended up bidding on two others and bidding like insane money. And I got these two Taylor Swift T-shirts exactly the same.
Yeah, that'll learn that first guy that beat you in the bidding war.
That'll teach him, do you know what I mean? I've got more disposable cash than him.
But it's going all right. I've just started with a really good therapist who's an addiction specialist to work around the sex stuff. I got a new sponsor who's just got back from holiday and I did steps 1 and 2 with another sponsor, but I'm going to go through them with him, read them to him, and then crack on with step 3. It's all... I gave a chair this week for the first time in age. I haven't done that for a year. Yeah.
What meeting?
It was, I don't know, what day was it? Was it Monday or Tuesday? I don't know where we are.
Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday, Westminster.
Okay, I don't know that one.
No, I didn't know. It was nice. Meditation. Nice meditation. That's what we needed.
I don't like the meetings. Oh, do you know? Sort of uncomfortable quietness.
I love it. I love the silence. I love the silence and I love it when someone goes, Yeah, right, I'm going to speak up because I hate the silence. I'm going, yes, man, you've been bullied into it.
Yes, generally it's a mentor. It's like they're the best ones. I mean, there used to be an AA meeting, a Saturday night AA meeting at the Angel late night.
Yeah.
And it was, you just get some, like, just some great characters in there. There was one guy who, when he talked, he would share analogies from films, like, but only from films. They would talk about how he was a bit like Taxi Driver,
uh-oh,
and then this happened,
uh-oh,
and it was just, you just be waiting for him to go. No, if you turn up and go, he's not here, I'm going home. You know what I mean? It was just, he was brilliant. I love it. I love the madness of and the anarchy of it.
What is that podcast I saw you did recently? Because I think I'm doing that soon.
Oh, Leap UK.
I think that's what I'm doing with Is it Jason?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did it today.
How did that go? Is he good? Is it all right?
No, he's lovely. Yeah, no, he's back. He was much more professional than I was.
Good.
I'm not really into sort of, you know, one of the things keeping my sort of Twitter thing anonymous is I'm not really sort of after Twitter fame or...
Yeah.
So I don't really seek these kind of opportunities out. So I don't do them very often, so I'm not very good at them.
Yeah.
And but he was happy. I was like, look, if you need me to re-record it, I can come back. You know what it's like, that kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm an imperfect perfectionist. As soon as it's like speaking at meetings, as soon as you finish, you walk out going, ah, oh, there was so much more I could have said. Or,
oh, every time. After this chair, I was thinking, why did I say that? And why didn't I say... I'm just learning it is whatever comes out is what's meant to come out.
Yeah, and you just kind of got to leave it there. And, you know, but I haven't done. I spent the whole evening kind of going, oh, it was rubbish. Oh, you're going to sound like a dick.
Hey, man, just hand it over to your higher power, man. Do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, listen, I've got to go because I'm late for the ads. It's so nice to talk to you.
It was lovely to talk to you, and I can't believe you peer pressured that guy into saying that Mrs. Brown's voice was better than Shakespeare.
Right.
But I cannot believe you did that.
Well, I knew I liked you.
No. Here's the thing you've got to learn. And you're just learning a big secret. You just said the sentence, I can't believe you peer pressured that guy into saying Mrs. Brown's boys is better than Shakespeare. Amy, could you send me that, please, and cut off the bit before Mrs. Brown's boys is better than Shakespeare? And then we've got you saying it. Fake news. I'm manipulating everybody. It's nice to talk to you. It's at Secret Drug Addict, isn't it, on Twitter? There we go. Beautiful. Everyone go and have a look. He tweets some good stuff. And happy birthday, man. Happy birthday. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Mrs. Brown's voice was better than Shakespeare.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.